Maybe you think that I don't have enough talent or skills, abilities for people to be listening to me on the stories, or maybe you're just simply worrying about what others will think and judge you for. This is all just a myth. Even if you are scared, just do it, because if you want to build a community, build a following, grow your brand, your business, and if you want to form like actual real relationships with your followers, you have to be you. You have to be simple. You don't have to be trying to be like any other influencer out there. Be yourself and share what you have on Instagram stories. Welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, social media marketing expert and influencer. I'm super happy to have you here today. We are going to dive deep into how to overcome and master Instagram stories. I know this may be scary for a lot of people to even think about this, but you can do it. And we're going to talk about the 5 ways and tips that can help you get to finally posting on Instagram stories without being scared or having that fear. Also, this podcast is brought to you by Valcourse Programs, and I wanted to let you guys know that I'm actually having a free masterclass on how to grow your account past 60,000 followers and also become a paid Instagram influencer. So if you're looking to grow your account, which I know is probably what you want to do if you are listening to this podcast, then it is made just for you. It is a free masterclass I'm going to be hosting November 12th at 6 p.m., so go ahead and save your seat because registration does fill up and people do take up the spots pretty fast. So go ahead, click on the link in the description of this podcast episode, save your seat, and I will see you in the masterclass, and I'll show you how to grow your account in depth and also show you guys how some of my students, for example, grew 40,000 followers in 2 weeks, which is real results, and you can definitely get there with some guidance from me. So I'm hoping to see you at the masterclass and see you grow further with my help. Now let's talk about Instagram stories. This is a topic that is very interesting. I think when we all begin on social media, this is definitely a fear that we really need to battle. And once you overcome it, this literally will not even be a question. This will not even come up as a fear once you are dedicated and you just get over this fear of posting stories. Because I remember when I first started recording stories where I was actually talking, which is the worst kind of story you can record, right? I just couldn't even pronounce the words right that came out of my mouth. It definitely came out into be like something that was gibberish. I was literally like sweating on camera, and I had to re-record at least like 10 stories to get one good one, or at least decent story where I was talking. And I think we all can relate to being in the situation where we're just uncomfortable, and that is totally okay. I just want to let you know that everybody who has ever done that, who's ever posted their first story, felt the same way that you do, and that's okay. But what you need to do is just battle this fear. Also, I believe that there's a lot of self-doubt. That is really a myth. It's something that we make up in our heads when it comes to doing this. I know you may be comparing yourself to other influencers on Instagram. Maybe you think that I don't have enough talent or skills, abilities for people to be listening to me on the stories, or maybe you're just simply worrying about what others will think and judge you for. And there's just really a lot of fear involved when posting stories, and like thinking that you are boring or not interesting enough. And let me tell you that this is all just something that is made up in your head. It is fear and is a myth, because it is not true. You are important. Whatever you're trying to share and put out there with the world, people are in need of that. So I just want to encourage to those of you who are listening and you just feel kind of like afraid and feel like you're not really worthy of posting stories. Like, who's going to listen to me anyways, right? I have like 500 followers. Well, let me tell you, people will find interest in your content, whatever you're sharing with the world, if it's something that they're looking for. And if you're putting out information that is helpful, some kind of tips in your niche. People do need that. The world is actually in need of what you are going to share. And if by not sharing this, you're actually doing a disservice to people. So be aware that all of these things that are in your head right now that I just listed are myths, and you need to get over this fear, and they're just stopping you from your success, from going forward and achieving your dreams and goals with social media and Instagram specifically. So I just want to encourage you to, regardless of these fears that you have in your head, to jump on the stories, go live on Facebook or Instagram live, wherever you want to, even if you are scared, just do it. Because if you want to build a community, build a following, grow your brand, your business, and if you want to form like actual real relationships with your followers, you have to be you. You have to be simple. You don't have to be trying to be like any other influencer out there. Be yourself and share what you have on Instagram stories, because that is the perfect place for that, for you to build that relationship with your followers. So I hope this can really encourage you, and I want to get into the 5 tips that you can utilize today to help yourself overcome this fear of Instagram stories, overcome and master the process of recording stories, so that you can literally record stories at any given time, and walking down the street, you can openly just record a talking story yourself. I want you to get to that place. So let's get into the 5 tips that I'm going to share with you guys today that can really help you overcome Instagram stories and master them. Now, the first one that you should be writing down is remembering why. So before we go into depth on the concept behind remembering why, I really want to stress another factor that I think is super important, and that is being you. And that is specifically your superpower. That's what's going to help you stand out from all the other bloggers out there. And that's what I personally believe will make you unique. Like, there are millions of accounts on Instagram, whether it is fitness bloggers, mama bloggers, maybe you are a fashion blogger, but none of them are specifically you, and they don't carry the traits, the characteristics that you have. So that is really what's going to help you stand out. And if you do not show who you are on social media, then you are leaving that differentiation, that something that can actually help you stand out on the table. And people will follow you for who you are. Yes, they might like your fashion sense or your taste in fashion. Maybe they like your workouts. But what they really stand and stay on your account for is like the actual personality that you have. And that's why it's super important to be doing this on the stories, because this is a perfect place where you can show off who you are as a person. What kind of, are you like an introvert, extrovert? What are your preferences? What are things that you do, your hobbies? And this will help people connect to you and help you stand out from other bloggers on Instagram. So I hope that can also make you understand why it's important to be on stories and building that relationship and showing who you are, showing your face out there. Now, getting back into understanding your why, let's talk about this first tip. Your why is really the reason you show up on Instagram, on the stories every day, and the reason you just put hours and energy into Instagram content. So all of us have a reason why we get on there. Like I said, for me personally, I share my tips, my Instagram growth hacks with people and encouragement, just because I don't want people to go through the way I went with on Instagram. Like, for me personally, I had to struggle to understand how Instagram works, how to grow my account, and I took years to do that when I want to show other women, other business owners, entrepreneurs how to do that a lot faster. And I just want to save them that time and effort that can be turned into years on Instagram. So that is my why. That is why I take my time. This is why I create my content, my courses, to learn and not make the same mistake that I have at one. I also want to share a really cool quote that I heard, and I think it's really awesome because it really fits into this concept of having a why you post stories. And it says, helping one person might not change the world, but it could change the world for that one person. So that is something that can motivate you to get on the stories, to really change that person's life, who you're talking to, whoever you're going to give advice on, tips, And you will influence them with your content, and you may change a life. You may not change the world, and you don't really need to, as long as you can impact a few people or your own followers. So I think that's super awesome, and we can all apply that to our own lives. So you need to just think about why you are doing this when you're recording that story, and I hope that that can motivate you further to really get on there and be like, okay, I'm doing this for a reason. I'm gonna touch lives, I'm gonna influence others, so I need to start now. And you know, that doesn't mean that the first story you're gonna post, you're gonna get 2,000 views on it. That does not mean you're going to be super successful from your first try, but it does mean that it's the start to something that can be huge in the future. So I just want to encourage you to remember why you are doing that. That is our first tip to overcoming and mastering stories. Now, my second tip to you guys is to plan your stories ahead of time. So this is something that really helped me in the beginning when I first started off. And actually, I still do it because I just have an overload of content that I need to post. So I need to organize it. And what I mean by planning your stories is simply, like, if you're going to post stories for a day, you can put it in your notes. I recommend just doing it in your notes. Maybe you can use a Word document or whatever, wherever you can just take some notes. And what I do is I literally just write out, okay, for my morning, I'm gonna post my breakfast, for example. For the second half of the day, I'm gonna post a tutorial on how to edit something. And then at night, I'm gonna just post one of my workouts I'm gonna do today. And you can literally just write that out in your notes so you just don't forget the idea that was in your head for today's stories. And then you're gonna forget it the next day or in a couple hours, right? So that just really helps you understand, like, for the day, what you're going to post. If you want to do weekly plans, you can also do that. So you can plan your stories ahead of time for the week. So like Mondays, you can do like a tutorial. On Tuesday, you can talk to your followers. You can do a Q&A, for example. On a Wednesday, you can do workout with me Wednesday. On Thursday, you're going to do a DIY project or something. And then on Friday, you're going to talk about your goals and how you accomplish them or analyze your goals. That is just an example, but you can definitely just create a plan so that you are not thinking every day, oh, what am I going to post today? Or ending up not posting anything at all on the stories. So you don't want to do that. So for in order for you to be consistent in posting on Instagram stories, it's really awesome to just have a planner, have that planned out ahead of time. Just take like an hour maybe, or like 20 minutes to just plan something for the stories for today. And then another concept that can help you even go deeper into planning is to plan out, for example, if you're gonna record stories, think about what you're going to say in that story. So if you're talking about a hair routine that you do, or a hairstyle, how to curl your hair, for example, you want to first talk about the products you're going to use. Number two, you're going to show them how you do it. Number three, like, you need to brush out your hair. That's your last step. So that is like more in depth though. So if you're going to do like a story for the day, you can plan out exactly what you're going to say in that story and then record it, so that it's a lot easier and you don't mess up when you're talking. So especially when you're first starting off, I know it's really hard to really get your point across when you're scared how you look, you're not comfortable with your face in the camera. There's just so much more details that make you like forget what you're gonna say. So if you write out exactly what your point is, what you're gonna talk about right now, if it's an outfit, a new product that you really like, then go ahead, write out everything you like about that product, that outfit, and then start recording your story. And if you mess up, you can go back to that script that you wrote in your notes, and you're just like not off track, but you're on track at all times. And just really makes it so much simpler. I just want you to try that and see if that will work for you, because I think it does make a huge difference. And I teach my students to do that as well, especially when they're first starting off on story. So I hope this second tip can really help you plan your stories and really master them so you don't mess up when you're talking. Now, my third tip for you guys today is to start off small. So what I mean by starting off small is to simply record content that is really not even featuring your face, for example. So if you are scared of getting out there and really pressing that button so the camera is fit towards you and not the ground, right? That's the scariest moment, when you actually are in front of the camera and you're like, man, this is just so hard. I'm looking at the camera. I feel like I'm talking to myself. This is so uncomfortable. And if you feel uncomfortable with like recording a story with your face, start off with simply recording the ground or like your food. If you're recording your meal or your breakfast, just record your breakfast just talking, like simply talking. You don't even have to have your face on there. Just record your clothes and talk about the clothes that you're gonna wear today. You don't actually have to be physically in front of the camera. You don't have to be like pointed on selfie mode talking about it if you're uncomfortable. So start off simply just doing recordings without your face and just talk about your day. If you're walking your dog, show us your backyard or wherever you're going on a walk, the park, your dog, and you don't even have to be in the camera. So that's what I mean by starting off small. You're taking little steps that will end up with you actually being more comfortable. So as you're recording that talking story, even though your face is not in there, you're already getting the concept of, you know, talking to an audience, and you get comfortable. Once you're comfortable with recording stories without your face, that's when the heat comes. That's when the moment of truth comes. You can flip the camera on yourself and start recording stories with your face in there. And do not get too comfortable. That's what I also want to say. Don't get too comfortable talking without your face, because you do want to actually have your face in your stories. It just will resonate with your followers a lot more. They'll remember your face for who you are. You will stick with people, and maybe they'll even want to come back to watch your stories again, because you are now a personality in their head instead of just somebody who records their day and doesn't show themselves. So like I said, you want to build that relationship with your followers, with your whoever you're trying to sell to, maybe in the future if you are a business owner, and you want to stick in their heads. And the best way to build that relationship is to fit, like actually show your face, show who you are, how you're feeling today. And there's just so much more benefit when you're showing your face, because you can show your emotions. People can understand who you are more by looking at you. And like if you're talking about something you're mad about, they can see your face and see those emotions. So I think it's just self-explanatory. But number three, like I said again, number three is to start off small. That is the tip that I'm giving to you. And I want you to record your stories, your first stories, without the face, and then add your face on there. And you will get comfortable over time. And like I said, the biggest thing for Instagram stories is to actually start. That is probably the most important thing that you can take away. Of course, these tips will help you. But if you are going to take these tips in, but you don't actually start recording stories, these tips will not help you. You actually need to get out there and record those stories for Instagram. Now, so far we talked about number one, remember why you are recording stories. Number two, plan your stories out. And number three, start off small. The next tip and fourth tip I want to give you guys today is to use a filter mask. So this is a little hack. If you feel uncomfortable, or like maybe you're like self-conscious, unconscious, unconfident. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, unconscious, but unconfident. If you're unconfident about your face, maybe you just don't feel comfortable getting out there, showing everybody like who you are. Maybe you don't even like your makeup today, or you didn't put any makeup on at all. Then go ahead and use a filter mask. Like, it's really not a big deal. I don't see it like that. And what I recommend is grabbing a mask, like a filter that can maybe put on some eyeliner on you if you want to. If you're not feeling it to actually put on physical makeup, you can just put a mask on. And what I mean by story mask, again, if somebody's not getting that, it's simply a filter that you can use on Instagram stories. I'm sure you've seen those from bloggers, and even I use them often on my Instagram stories. And you can go ahead and use those same filters on your Instagram stories, and you can have your stories pop. You can also use filters. They're actually called masks, but pretty much they are filters. You can use masks that actually put on makeup on your face. So if you are not feeling, like I said, you don't have to put on physical makeup, just grab a mask, and it will make you feel so much more confident in recording that story, because you look literally like Kim K or a model with those masks. They're a little bit like catfish masks because you don't probably look as good in real life as you do with a mask, which is fine because at least it can help you record your stories better, more confident. That's how I see it. Of course, you just need to realize that no one's perfect as these masks make you look. They make your skin look flawless. Like, it's just unrealistic. No one actually looks that good in real life. Even models don't look that good. So that's just something you need to keep in mind and make sure that doesn't really kill your confidence, but just actually boosts it so you can actually go ahead and record those stories. I love using the filter mask because sometimes I don't even feel like putting makeup on just to record stories. It's kind of a lot of time, or kind of like a waste of time, to put on makeup just for a like 20 second story. So I just go ahead and slap on a filter and it just does the work for me. I don't have to put makeup on some of my days, and I think it's amazing. So I highly recommend number 4, to use filter masks to just make you feel a lot more comfortable when you're recording stories. Number 5, and my last tip to you guys, is practice makes perfect. So I know I say this often in my Instagram material, but it is so true, and I have to use this cliche saying, but because it works. And it's really true that if you are actually going to go out there and start recording stories, eventually you will get better. It's just like a fact, it's statistic, it's proven. And if you don't start, then your stories will never get better. You won't even feel comfortable ever recording them in the first place. And I have an awesome example. Veronica is a student of mine in Instagram Marketing 101. I believe her Instagram is vero.essentials. I believe that's her Instagram. So she started off with literally being scared of even posting a picture on her stories, like without even her talking. And she started off by using my techniques inside my program. And she is amazing because she actually literally posts at least 20 stories a day. If you go on her account, she's just talking. She specifically is an essential oil expert, so she talks about essential oils, how to use them the right way, and which is awesome, right? And she can deliver this with stories in the most amazing way because she's actually talking to her audience and people are replying to her stories. She's actually selling her product as well, which is awesome. So, and that was her breakthrough. That was her finding that area that she can really impact people with. And by going out there and battling her fears of recording stories, feeling like who's gonna watch her, feeling like people are gonna judge her, she battled those fears that you may have in your head, and she really is an expert on Instagram stories. She's on it all the time. Like, I'm literally shook sometimes because I'm like, girl, how do you even have time? Because she's, I think she has 6 kids, so it's amazing. And that just is proof that you shouldn't be scared. If this person, Veronica, if this student of mine who was scared to even post a story without her talking in it, just a picture, came from that to being an expert with 20 stories, talking stories, selfie stories a day, I think you can do it yourself. So it is possible. I just want to encourage you. And if you are here listening, I know you have that desire, you're dedicated, and you can achieve these results and start really being that Instagram queen on stories. So I really encourage you, and I know that if you do take these tips and utilize them, you will get success. So thank you so much for listening. Once again, we learned, number 1, remember why you're recording stories. Number 2, plan them ahead of time. And number 3, start off small. Number 4, use a filter mask. And 5, practice makes perfect. So these are my tips to how you can overcome Instagram stories and master them. So I hope this really helped you, like I said again. And I really want to encourage you to take that next step and register for my masterclass and learn how to grow your following in thousands and also become a paid influencer. We're going to learn exactly how I got to 60K in this masterclass, and it's going to be amazing. I'm also giving away free PDF bonus bonuses at the end. So actually giving away 10 Reels ideas for Instagram. And also at the end, I'll be giving away a free downloadable media kit template. So you can use this to approach brands and get collaborations. So I hope you can take that step again and actually register, make that change in your life, and really use Instagram to impact so much more people than you are right now. And I know you can through the right strategies. So go ahead and register. The link is going to be in the description of this podcast episode. Go ahead and save your seat there on November 12th at 6 p.m. I will see you there. Once again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you can take encouragement and these tips and utilize them for your Instagram growth, for growing your personal brand and your business if you have one. So I will see you in my masterclass and also in the next podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening.